Isn't modern technology amazing? Someone told me the other day that the computer used to randomly pick winning premium bond numbers in the UK used to be the size of a small house. Now it's not much bigger than your average PC and does the job 100 times faster. But surely things can't get much smaller, can they? I find that the latest minuscule mobile phones and MP3 players are really so small that operating them has become very fiddly. Well, it has for my fingers anyway. Thankfully, manufacturers seem to realise that computer keyboards and monitors, at least for the serious commercial user, still need to be large enough for average-sized human beings to interact with comfortably. In fact, desktop computer monitors are the only items associated with the digital revolution where large is considered a definite merit, at least when it comes to their two-dimensional viewing area. But they've certainly shrunk in weight and thickness over the past few years. Instead of having to remember the correct stance for lugging a great lump of cathode ray tube, liquid crystal displays and plasma screens can now be carried with ease using one arm, and they can be hung on a wall like a picture. Considering the ever more mind-boggling speed and extent of technological capabilities and breakthroughs, I envisage all the tiny portable gadgets we're becoming accustomed to will soon conveniently combine into human pocket facility devices, available to pander to every conceivable need. We already have phones, cameras and micro jukeboxes that incorporate just about everything. Recently I heard on the radio, oh yes, they're incorporating terrestrial radio reception into phones now too, that satellite navigation, pulse rate check and pedometer are available on handsets. All in a unit not much bigger than an old-fashioned watch. Do you remember watches? Rather oddly, they were worn as a separate item. I can hear an antiques expert commenting that line to an audience in the future. It fascinates me the far-reaching philosophical effects the digital revolution is having, in ways we may not realise. A friend of mine told me of someone he knew who had set up in business a few years ago, manufacturing digital components. Apparently he has become so successful he recently had to move into smaller premises.